With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Rizel. The Dolores Norwood Road has been closed indefinitely due to winter conditions. The Dolores County Sheriff's Office announced the closure Monday because of multiple rescue missions for stranded motorists this season. The closure does not apply to snow vehicles and winter recreation. The Hopi tribe is vetting a group that has proposed an idea that could generate revenue, jobs, and electricity for the tribe. KJZZ's Laurel Morales reports.
Two Native-owned businesses called North Rock Technology and United Rain have proposed technology used for many years outside the U.S. to harvest coal bed methane, a form of natural gas. The process involves pumping water from coal seams to release pressure that traps gas within the coal. But engineer T.J. Agardi says it's a closed-loop system, so that water is clean and will recharge the aquifer. He also says the project has the potential to create a lot of jobs.
They can put a lot of people to work. That's not our call. Our call is merely to say, hey, it's here, it's available. Here's how it needs to come out commercially. We've got the technology that's available.
The Hopi are scrambling to fill a huge budget gap left by Peabody Energy and the Navajo Generating Station when the coal-fired power plant shut down last month. Laurel Morales, KJZZ News, Flagstaff.
This story comes to you from KJZZ in partnership with the Katina Foundation. Snow in Colorado's mountains is off to a hearty start in 2020. Above average moisture has been recorded in all of the state's basins. It's at 118% statewide as of Monday. The Natural Resources Conservation Service says this is up about 30% from this time last year. This is KSJD News.